This is a HeadGum Podcast.
What's up, shitheads? Welcome back to another episode of High and Mighty. It's me, your boy, the number one spooky boy, Johnny G, standing 6'2", 295 pounds now, from the South Shore of Nassau County, Long Island. It's John Gabris. All you gotta do is trust me. Jackson, Maine, trick or treat, bitch. Oh, shit. Abortion is healthcare. Thank you, Jackson, Maine. Hey, do me a favor. Don't kill yourself in my house, please. I don't know why you're still part of this bit. I'm trapped into this opening. Also, joining me in the High Mighty Studios, my nearly silent co-host, Arthur Gabris. Arthur, give him a shout out. Oh, weird. You can't hear him. Can't imagine why. Also, joining me in the High Mighty Studios, they're probably two of the most recurring guests on my podcast. You know them from the Taco Bell episodes. You know them from the Power Hour. You know them from their assorted spooky podcasts and the trash podcast. Come on now. And you know them from a lot of other shit. They're my friends, and hopefully someday they'll be yours. It's Betsy Sodaro and Mono Agapia.
Hello. Boo.
All right. Well, my neighbors, good morning. We are recording this Halloween morning. Spookiest of all the time.
The spookiest time to record.
It was cold this morning. That was spooky. It was cold.
Yeah, I had to turn the heat on.
No. Whoa. No.
In LA, that's nutty.
It's crazy. Oh, yeah, my body's also being crazy, so maybe that's part of it, but it was cold.
No, it was really, really cold.
You got one of those crazy bodies, Betsy.
I got one of those crazy bodies.
It's true. Hubba, hubba.
Her body is nuts.
Betsy's titties have little fingers. Doesn't talk about this very much. But...
Oh, yeah, they have funny little fingers.
Yeah.
They feel stuff. We communicate kind of like Helen Keller and Annie Sullivan.
You put your hands over it. And you can
see like, water? You want water? My titties are always asking for water.
They're dehydrated.
They're thirsty.
They're so thirsty.
That'd be really funny, like, you trick or treat, you just like lean over and your titty just grabs like a Twix and you're like, thank you. And now my turn.
Okay, thank you.
When you get older, Halloween, like being not on the weekend is kind of like a funny thing, because it's like, are you going to do something today? Like,
totally.
Today's October 31st. First of all, I always think it's funny to wake up on Halloween morning. Because there's nothing like really like Christmas morning, New Year's Day, like some of these holidays, that 4th of July, like Halloween's a night holiday, like at least in after school. Yeah, even Thanksgiving.
Even Thanksgiving, you're like, okay, we're going to watch football or we're going to cook or something.
The parade.
Yeah.
But Halloween is like, especially if you're in your childless in your 30s or 40s, you're like, I already did the big party on Saturday night. Now am I going to do... And normally this is where there isn't a lot of like grown up shenanigans happening.
Right.
Yeah.
This is like the family observance of Halloween.
Yeah, you like can't be like, I guess you could, I guess we could go find a cool street. where kids are trick or treating.
That's what I love about Halloween. It is the purest adolescent holiday, I think, because it's not about family. It's not about love. It really is just about fucking around. And that's why I think it's kind of fucking awesome.
I'm with you that it's fucking awesome, though. I think grownups have like wrestled Halloween away from adolescence in our lifetimes.
Totally.
I feel like post college for me, this would be early aughts.
Yes.
Maybe because I moved to New York City and then Los Angeles. But like Halloween just became something we looked forward to more than New Year's Eve. Like younger in high school and college, like New Year's Eve, we're getting fucking wrecked. And then it just shifted to, or like St. Patty's Day, and then shifted to like Halloween was just like
absolutely
a party.
Because we also celebrate it for like a month and a half.
Yes.
Where there is so much to do.
Yes.
For so many nights of 2 months worth, where you're like, I could do something spooky every single night, and it's not even Halloween yet. It rules.
Doing even something after Halloween. I'm doing my spooky thing like on November 3rd. I mean, I'm doing a bunch of them, but like, I was just like, I don't really care that Halloween's over. I'm going to still do it. It
doesn't have to be.
Now let's talk about this a little bit, because you're getting into something I did want to talk about today. Mm-hmm. So like, we got the Christmas season, and there's all these memes and jokes about how they start earlier and earlier every year. And I believe Christmas season should start on Cyber Monday, right after Thanksgiving weekend. It should just be all about Christmas starting.
Yeah, that I think way, it's game on Thanksgiving Day. It's game on Christmas time.
Right, because you just gotta, but they keep starting it earlier and earlier, and now I'm noticing a sort of spooky season. Now, I want to confirm that with listeners, chime in on social media. Is this just a thing for childless adults in major metropolitan areas?
Right.
Because I'm a little skewed. We're all a little skewed in that department. Because I'm curious, because for the last like 8 years, I've made like October weekend plans where I'm doing at least something spooky every weekend, at minimum, if not more.
Yes. Yeah. I make sure to like kind of say no to shows and stuff.
Yeah. Because you want to free up. Yeah.
There is a good chance,
baby.
There's a good chance I'm going to want to go do something spooky instead of
comedy.
My favorite thing in the whole wide world. Sorry. This month, it's everything else is my favorite thing.
I'm curious. I honestly want to know what your listeners think, because I, as a childless adult, was just like, wait, we're all doing this, right? But it has kind of grown culturally, because I also think like doing stuff is a part of our kind of like late capitalism lives, like events.
Yes, events, eventizing everything. Yes. Where
because
it's like,
the only thing we can own anymore, because we can't own a fucking house. So it's like we can own experiences, which is why I actually do think there's more experiences than ever before.
It's crazy. And anecdotally, like, you know, my brother has two kids and is not fully plugged into like, I'm doing a haunted house with adults all the time. Like, he's not a spooky season guy, but the kids are doing a pumpkin patch one day, the blank, you know, I think there is they're building out a season. And obviously, like Mono touched on it, but it's capitalism too. If they learn that they can sell us Halloween for a full year.
Yes. Absolutely. Yeah. And the little jerks need to their little social media posts, so that's also a thing. There's experiences that aren't even cool, but it's like, but there's a cool stack of pumpkins. So
get your photo taken in front of the cool stack of pumpkins.
Yeah.
Get your photo taken with Beetlejuice or whoever, you know, with whatever.
I'm taking mine with Bobert.
Sucked, man.
You know?
I'm getting a fucking grope down on the Globerts, which is what I call Bobert's big boob.
Hey, I get Bobert bump in my pants when I see her.
Wild, dude. That was such funny footage.
Friends of the podcast, Brent Morris and Dana Wickens dressed up as Beetlejuice and Bobert, and it's a great costume. And Dana looked hot as Bobert. I will give her that.
That is so
I was torn.
Funny.
Dana, I was torn. Oh. I was like, Dana's wonderful, but I was just like, Dana, don't dress up as Bobert.
It's the scary. She's scarier than it's Beetlejuice.
Scary. She's so scary.
And scary. I think it adds value that Brett was Beetlejuice and not like the bar
the
owner.
On guy. Yes. Yeah. I think that's such a great move. That's such a great move. Colorado. Bobert from Colorado. Bummer, dude.
Bummer.
It's a fucking weird state. But to be fair, at this point in 2023, a lot of states be weird.
Oh, weird. Wait, Halloween. Every state be weird. Halloween, I could talk about this forever, but I do also think, like, it's no secret to y'all that gay people try to own Halloween.
Yeah, understandably. I'm happy to give it to them.
Okay, we thank you. We thank you so much.
I'm glad to...
Emano's gone.
I was making this joke Saturday night at the party we were all at with our mutual friend, Drew Tarver. He's like, I got to get out of here. I'm like, is there like... a gay Halloween party, because it is like 11, right? And you're that like, and he's like, yeah. And I was like,
yeah.
And I was like, right, it's the gay holiday. Like, you guys got to get like, you know, this is kind of like the yes. old hetero version of a Halloween party. You need get
yes, gay it's one. Like you get to be even more of a freak. You get to be even more of a slut. So it's obviously popular with the gays. And I'll have y'all know, not because I'm a good person, because I had already been party hopping all day. There was a Luigi's Mansion party at a gay bar.
Wait, what?
And I was like, this is your me.
You were going to dress up as the vacuum, right?
Yeah. Just slurping everything up. Curtains, books.
Yeah. Slurp, slurp, burp, burp. Yeah, it was...
Goo Luigi. Goo Luigi.
Gooigi, yeah. I was Gooigiing my pants, but... Yeah,
someone Gooigied all over my back.
Yeah. But yeah, it was the night we were at that party on Saturday. So I was like, that party was really fun and wonderful.
It was so much fun. I was so bummed I left early to go.
Yeah, I didn't have party hopping in my system this week. Yeah. But there was a few I wanted to go to, but I just chose one and let her rip.
Did we talk about getting the piss scared out of us by a real Michael Myers? Do we need to talk about that, or can we just move on?
So this
a real
party,
Michael Myers.
This party we were at,
real.
There was a Michael Myers that was just hanging out and would just like
walk around
and like at one point, our friend Jess was in like one of the offices just looking around, and she looked up and he was just in the window.
Yes.
Staring.
He was the actor that's playing Michael Myers at this Amazing. Party knew exactly Incredible. How much to bother people.
Yes.
Totally.
Like, he wasn't like annoying. Like you can have conversations at the party, but he would randomly just be like standing silhouetted against the light, like in a good
yes.
way, like out in the middle of the yard, just kind of looking
so cool.
at you. And like every once in a while when I was stoned, I was like talking to someone, I'd like look over and be like, I'm sorry, I just, Michael Myers is staring at me.
Michael Myers is
It's unsettling,
here.
Yeah.
It was so cool.
It was so scary. It was
now,
so scary.
Now wait, just to jump back to Mono, yeah. talking about the Halloween being a gay holiday.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
It makes a lot of sense, right? It's like dressing
yeah.
up. It's very party based. It's
yeah.
And as we're talking, and I know this isn't like a blanket statement, but it is weirdly a holiday for childless adults, which a lot
yeah.
of my gay male friends are childless
totally,
adults.
Totally.
That are, yeah. And it's one of these things where it's like, oh, it makes total sense that you got, because
yeah.
But then I think that proliferation of gay people kind of opened the door for like older hetero people, straight people to be like, yeah, why the fuck aren't we having like Halloween
yes.
bashes? And then people are like, oh
yes.
yeah, let's fucking do it.
Yeah.
Let's. And I love that. And I love the taking costumes. Like it doesn't even have to be try that hard. Just like
totally.
Like we were talking at the party because we all had what I like to call just about nothing on. Right?
Where
you, like yeah. you just wear just enough to be like,
yeah, yeah,
I'm
yeah.
participating
Mono
in the
had
holiday.
Just a wig on.
Just a wig on.
I had just coveralls on. Mono. Betsy had, well, I wouldn't say just, but Betsy had a hot dog costume on.
But all you have to do is pop it on over your clothes.
Yeah, but you're right. Okay, here's, I'm a big swing. Halloween is anti-hetero culture, I think.
Yes.
And obviously, you know, people dress up in drag for Halloween, blah, 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 gender expression. Ugh, ew. But seriously, I think because we're talking about this capitalism, it sounds so weird to say, but like more and more we're breaking away from the bullshit of our past generations. And
yeah.
I think that is tied to being like, fuck it. Halloween's fun. I'm going to
yeah.
wear something stupid.
Yes.
I don't need to worry about how I'm looking as an adult, or I have to, you know, all the things that come with being like anti this weird puritanical life
yes.
that I think yeah. less people are living.
Yeah. Well, I think along those lines, I think less people are living lives where they have a house and kids.
Yes.
Yes.
So, which is like a traditional way to celebrate Halloween is to
right.
trick or treat with your
yes.
kids, or to receive trick or treaters at your house in the suburbs.
Yeah.
I do think, at least, and again, I know listeners, there are large swaths of people who are still doing this, but I think there's trending towards getting a little older without having kids. I think there's trending towards, it's very hard to own homes. A lot of people
yep.
live in multi-unit situations, and that's less likely to have in these urban areas less likely to have trick-or-treaters. Mm-hmm. So you kind of break away from, like, I don't think I heard of Friendsgiving until like 2010. You know
right,
what I mean?
I had never heard of that. And I was like, wait, this rules.
Yeah. It's like, wait a minute.
Why haven't I been doing this forever? Yeah.
For totally. Like all the people who moved away from their families for assorted reasons, even if they're not negative, you're just like, I don't live near my family anymore. Yeah. And the airlines want to make it like I have to pay 2 months rent to see my nephew.
Right.
So I might as well.
And then
just
already have Christmas coming up.
Right.
Get like, out of there. Get out of there.
So
how
then you're
dare
like,
you?
Hey, I have one friend who has a yard and he's going to cook a turkey, or they're going to cook a turkey. And it's like, all right, coming on over. Yeah.
Yes.
And I think we're the first generation, I'm sure some older people will be mad at me for saying that, but we're like the first generation that this like found family, not to keep stealing shit from gay people, but like this found family stuff of like, sorry, Mono.
Can we have anything?
Gamers just did a death drop.
Gamers, no.
I have to do a gay land acknowledgement.
Wait.
I live in WeHo, and I have to apologize.
Wait, when did you change the name of the pod to High and Gaggy? What's happening?
It's sorry, hunty. What's up, hunty heads? Welcome back to another episode.
No, I fucking love it. I mean, genuinely, I'm going to sound crazy, but I like that the positive effect queer culture has on all of us is being like, wait a second, this is all bullshit. Like, this is all deeply made up, including gender roles. And that's a good thing for couples, like any couple, with a friendship or a romantic, to be like, wait, this is made up. These rules are made up. Let's just actually live our life and do things that make us happy. As opposed to being like, I have to spend $2,000 to visit my family because I have to.
Yeah, because that's like what I've been told by, like, that's what I'm supposed to do every year or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's insane.
Because then even your family, sorry, real quick, or at least my my family has been like, oh, yeah, come like at a different time than the hall. Like, it's because I remember the first time being like, I'm not coming home, wherever that might have been at the time, because all of my family's all over. But, like, being like, I'm not going to spend Christmas with any of you. And being a little like, uh-oh. And everybody being like, yeah, great. Do your own thing. And I was like, whoa. Cool. Because they're very much like, we understand your life. Like, you have such a chosen fam. Like, go do your thing.
Yeah. Along those same lines, like, the only way I can get through to my mom that I can't visit on Christmas is I'm like, do you know how much the flights cost? Like, if I come, well, Jonathan, I don't want you spending that much money. Like, that's like the only way to get through to my mom. And she's like, yeah, go ahead. Fuck your family. It's fine. But I will say, I think part of that, too, is if you don't go home to see your family too frequently, like because they're scattered or because it's far, it's expensive and whatever. But when you go and it's the holidays, you feel such like you're in the way.
Yes. And there's pressure.
There's so much pressure. They have all the plans already. You know what I mean? And like, then you're going to your like sibling's house and they have their in-laws because their nephew's your nephew's grandparents on both sides are there. And now you're like, I flew across the country and I'm stuck talking to my brother's mother-in-law for like an hour.
Yes,
and you're like,
I don't even
get to talk to my family. And then you like come on the weekend after New Year's. You come on January. You go on January 6th to D.C. to visit your family.
I have family there.
I have family at the Capitol.
My chosen family. Oh, we have so many traditions: breaking windows, charging at cops.
I feel riot shields. I must have told Mono you this.
What?
But one time I was visiting my parents. No, I think it was a Christmas. It was a Christmas in Arizona, and an aunt and uncle came who like voted for Trump. They're like, they suck, like, where it's like they do not believe in human rights,
that kind of stuff. Sure.
And my aunt comes up to me, and this is 2022, and she's like, January 6th, huh? And I was like,
pardon?
What? And I was like, oh God, is she gonna start talking about like how cool it was last year or whatever? And then she kept being like, January 6th, and I was like, what about it? And then she's like, that's when your episode of Ghost is on.
Oh, my like, God.
Oh, thank God.
That is okay, so funny.
Okay, because I was like, I could see maybe even her wanting, not her, she's more chill than my uncle, but like starting a fight or so, you know, like trying to
poke, bait you into a conversation.
Yes, into
of some
me
sort.
Being like, you guys hate gay people. How can I like you one bit? Like,
yeah,
you don't like a lot of my lifestyle. Get out of here.
100%. That is so, what a scary. Yeah, I have
was,
a scary.
Yeah, it was scary.
I have this. Is this a time for scary family stories?
Let them rip.
Spooky.
Yeah.
I have a scary. This is scary. I have an aunt who's a former Miss Pennsylvania.
Ooh,
and
too scary.
Spooky. And I brought my husband to a celebration of family, and I was like, please, everything go good. And she is a real creepy she's a real creepy, like, positive, you know, religious person. And I was like, she's the one person I have to keep away from my husband. My husband is Japanese, and I just knew she would say something ignorant. And she did. And she did. God bless him. She did the positive racism. And I knew it was going to be positive racism, but she corners him, and the thing she decides to say to my husband to, like, ingratiate herself was, you know, it's unfair, you know, all the Asian kids in my neighborhood, they're just too smart. They just make the test scores so high that all the other kids can't catch up.
No.
And like that, God, that was no. it. That was it. And it left my husband going, oh, okay. Okay.
I'll share this at the next meeting of all the Asian people.
Yeah, exactly.
My God.
And that's why, like, I'm like, I got to protect. I can't bring this person in around my family. It's like, you want to protect that person as much as right. possible.
Oh, yeah. I have, my family is, like, not close-minded per se, but not great. And I have like an aunt and uncle who I love, but they are just like a little close-minded. They're not awful, but it's just enough. Like, she's like a world traveler, but she eats at Hard Rock Cafe wherever she goes.
Yes.
So it's like she's got a little bit in her. And so when they came to visit, I was like, guess what? You're about to have your first fucking dinner with a gay couple. Reached out to like my best friends, and I was like,
Did you say it like that?
Well,
like,
no, I did not tell. I was like,
what?
I was like, are you guys okay with coming out with my aunt and uncle? I don't know if they've ever hung out with gay people, but I kind of want to put them in this situation. And yes. my friends were like, of course. And like, I married these two guys. So like, they're like super tight. And when they came out, we had a lovely dinner together at a nice Italian restaurant. And then I was like, well, what'd you think of hanging out with, insert two male names here? My aunt was like, oh, the nice boys? They were great.
So now
we call them the nice boys.
The nice boys.
I love that.
That is
the
so.
The nice boys.
It feels like it was so her brain trying to be like, don't say the F word. Nice boys. Uh-huh.
I think she didn't even want to say gay. Like, I think she had a hard time just
That's
saying that they were
feels
two gay
like.
Guys.
Totally.
Like, yeah.
Because, like, I think, and maybe it was from a positive place. She's like, well, maybe I shouldn't just label them as the gay guys.
Right.
So she panicked. But it ended up being so cute that, like, I still call them the nice boys.
The nice boys.
And it does reek of, like, 1950s of, like, well, you know, the two nice boys moved in down the street.
Oh, yes. My God.
Yes. One's Greek, one's Japanese.
How queer. I mean, strange. I mean.
No, we still say queer. We still say queer, but as in weird and strange nowadays.
That is very. That makes me long for an old. Well, that's such a shame. We'll never have like an old Lucy style Leave It to Beaver show where like with confirmed bachelors where they never talk about it. I would love to watch The Nice Boys in black and white. That sounds awesome.
That sounds delightful.
Mono, we could take this off air, but I think it's a great pitch for a TV show, a TV show about a gay couple
who
takes place in the world of like a 50s
TV
show.
The world of Leave It to Beaver.
So not,
I
So how they are all like ropered out or whatever, you know, yes. Like yeah.
That's
I love it.
So fun.
It's the nice boys.
Can yeah. I play your beard in the show? Can I play
oh,
your beard?
Oh hell yes. Hell yes. Gabrus,
can
gotta
I play
roll
like
for
the,
you.
The dumb maintenance guy who doesn't realize anyone yes. is gay or straight? Like he yes. just is like he just like does not know what's going
but
on.
You accidentally say all the innuendos. Like, well, yeah. Oh, here's the problem.
Looks like you need a deep pipe clean.
You yes, know, exactly.
Like you also happen to just like kiss everybody on the lips whenever you leave the room.
I could clear the hole.
The guy from Family Feud.
Yes. Yes. I could clear the hole, but I'm going to have to come from the rear.
Yeah.
I want
to. Oh, yeah, you got a dry pipe here. You're going to need to sluice this up, moisturize it a little bit. And we should be good.
Let me get my caulk. That'll help.
Yeah, let me caulk it up.
Let me get my caulk in there.
Hey, aren't you? I hear it. I love this.
I
yeah,
love
this is,
it.
We just made $1 million for sure.
Hell yeah.
Oh, man. We're talking AG1, as always. Damn. Took my AG1 this morning. I'm actually staying at a Airbnb right now, and I brought my packets with me, my little travel packs, which you'll get 5 of, but you'll hear about the promo codes and stuff a little later. For now, I just want to talk about, since I started taking AG1, it's caused me to make a lot of other healthy changes in my life, and all of them are working together in a way. Like you hear, I announce my weight at the top of every episode. I am down. I'm not saying AG1 helped me lose weight, but it was a healthy thing I started doing that beget more healthy choices. Now, you know me, I'm pretty lazy, but I'm really trying hard here. So AG1 is a simple, basic step like that I can just recommend it to all my friends and family because it's a team of doctors and scientists tested for, you know, it's the real deal, but also I know it kind of works. So smash one down in the morning. Some people take it with their, I've heard from some listeners that add it to their post-workout drink to make sure they get some extra vitamins and stuff. And for whatever works for you, I do the first thing in the morning before I even have my coffee because my coffee has become like a longer process. So I get that AG1 in and you're getting all these micronutrients, all these adaptogens, all the stuff you need, all that vitamin C, zinc, all that stuff, that prebiotics, probiotics, everything that's in AG1. Not to mention, if you take it down with the, 12 to 18 ounces of cold water, you're getting rehydrated. I had a coach one time tell me the 8 hours you were asleep were 8 hours where you weren't hydrating. So you wake up, you get some fluids in, you get your AG1 in, and then you're ready to kick the day's butt. So if you want to take ownership of your health, it starts with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3, K2, and 5 free AG1 travel packs. I'm telling you, travel packs are great, very easy. Put a few in your purse for an overnight, go away for a weekend. Dude, I took it on a bachelor party. I was getting wasted at night and chugging AG1 in the morning, man. It was working. Go to drinkag1.com/mighty. That's DRINKAG, the number 1.com/MIGHTY. That's drinkag1.com/mighty. Check it out. So I find another thing, and because, of this found family, of this moving mm-hmm. away from your extended family, your blood family,
mm-hmm.
We're doing a lot of stuff of like creating our own traditions. And
and
it's a bit of a bummer that they all are kind of based around, like Mono called out earlier, like capitalism things of like, we gotta do Delusion this year. We gotta do Hollywood Horror Nights. We gotta do the Hayride. We gotta do insert. And I don't know. I always want to call this out because I moved to Los Angeles in my early 30s, and also that seemed to be the proliferation of Halloween stuff. But I don't know if that's 2012, if that's in your 30s without a kid, or if that's LA based. But mm-hmm. I think it's a mix of all of them because LA is pretty much probably the capital of doing stupid shit like this.
Yeah.
I feel around that time was when, for me too, where I think I was in my late 20s at that point, where it was like, wait, Halloween's gigantic. And I had no idea.
Totally. Right, you're like, I love Halloween. I wish I could do shit more. And then it's like, well, starting the first weekend in October, you can go to a haunt now.
Yes,
and it's like, oh, shit. You can have like a full ramp up. You could like make yourself an itinerary. Like if someone was a real Halloween head, they could like book a vacation to Los Angeles for 2 weeks and have something Halloween-y to do every single night.
100%. Yeah. What's fun about it is like everyone's trying new weird shit. Some of them are dickbag losers who are like truly just like rent a Ramada Inn conference room and then like hang a single skeleton up. There's some of those, but I think they've been mostly weeded out. Like, and it's no secret Haunted Hayride used to be good and it used to be so awful.
It keeps falling off so hard since like Shark Tank got involved.
Since Shark Tank.
Yeah, since they got a bunch of money, it really went downhill.
We didn't even entertain going this year, right? We were like, no way.
No, I did like didn't reply to the email. You can kind of like capitalism, and now again, I'm not an economist or even intelligent at all, but capitalism helps in the beginning where you're like, people are like, shit, we can make money off of haunts. Yes. Now all of a sudden you get 12 haunts. And
there we go, right?
And we're like, sick, now we have 12 haunts we could choose from. But then capitalism's like, wait a minute, if we buy haunts all across the country, strip them down to absolute bullshit, we can make even more money. And now it just goes one step too far and you're like, oh man, now this haunt sucks. Now this fucking is whack.
And now we're in the premium economy of it all where it's like, obviously with like Horror Nights, right, you have to get VIP. But I heard even VIP sucks.
Yeah, I heard this year even VIP. VIP didn't make a difference. You were still waiting in line for so long.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Isn't that garbage?
Maze. It's a disaster. They should have a cap.
They should be in jail.
For general admission, for VIPs, there should be a certain amount.
Because it's not cheap. The VIP is like $350 for one night. Yeah, to cut all the lines.
And that sucks.
I'm gonna cop to it. I've done it in the past, maybe years when I had a travel show on the air and multiple other jobs.
I've done it even when it was like 200, and I was like, "That's a lot," and I'll do it.
And now it's only gone up like $40 a year for like 5 years. It's so expensive, and it's not great. You get like jammed in there, and it's just about getting you through. And then you imagine trying to do it without the unlimited pass, and you're like, are these people getting to like more than two haunts? Like it can't be.
No.
We went, there was one last year, the weekend haunt.
Yes.
And the line was like 160 minutes long. Mm-hmm. So
2 hours and 40 minutes.
To wait for the weekend maze.
Yeah.
And we had front of line, so we were able to get in. It sucked. It sucked so bad. And like, there were all these nurses being like, isn't he hot? Talking about the weekend. And it was so bad, but it was like, imagine spending 2 hours and 40 minutes to walk through a 3-minute dumb the weekend thing.
Good or bad. Yeah, Betsy, I'm glad you said that. Good or bad, it's like under 4 minutes, the full experience.
Yeah.
Especially because they keep like flashing lights being like, keep moving. Keep moving.
I hate that.
There's a person in a cloak with a fucking air traffic controller flashlight every 12 feet just going.
Yeah. I hate that. That's so shitty.
Yeah.
And
so whack.
They're usually scarier than the scare actors.
I have been scared by them more than some of the scare actors for sure.
You're just you turn the corner and there's just a person
just like pure discontentment, you know, just like, oh my God.
Sorry, I'm just feeling so much negative energy coming off.
Yes.
And they're like, we know.
Yeah, you are.
We're putting
you
it
are.
Out there.
That is shocking. Yeah, but Kaz, what head game do you play? And again, I have some compassion, because what head game do you play? Let's honestly talk. If you're doing that for 5 hours, what game are you playing in your brain to entertain yourself as the people are walking by and you're just going flash, 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 flash,
I
flash?
I don't know if this is allowed, but I would scream at people to try to scare them. I think that would be fun of like, might as well add a little scare in here.
Right?
Not to be the most...
pig noise or something.
Not to be the basic straight guy on here, but I would definitely do the same thing I do on a long subway ride or along anything in public.
I know what you're going to say.
Would I fuck her? Would I fuck her? Would I fuck her?
I have to admit, I do that in airports.
Airports, like airplanes, anything where I'm like, all right, this is the future. This is society going forward, is these X amount of people. Who am I with?
So funny.
Here's a fun layer. I do it with every 10 people. You have to pick one.
Oh, that's fun. So you have to choose.
It gamifies it. And then, because sometimes you're like, okay, I'm going to place my bets on number 3. And then sometimes number 9, you're like, no, I want it now. Number 9 would have been better.
Yeah, shit.
That
why did I go with 3?
Funny. Yeah.
Every 10 people, you got to pick one. I'd play that game. I do it in airports all the time.
Wow.
It's weird.
A friend of mine is a Cupid in this year's Halloween Horror Nights. So I asked him how it's going. He's like,
yeah,
it's fun, but it gets a little tiring doing like the same 8 action steps over and over and over
again. We have a friend who did Horror Nights for a couple of years, and it sounded really fun, but exhausting. Like,
it's gotta
and
be
he
exhausting.
He would tell us where he was like, some people would get like crazy sick for like 2 weeks because they weren't prepared. Like, their body was not ready to do so much work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can only imagine. Do so much work, not to mention have like thousands of people walk within 5 feet. Now that like we understand like germs a little more post-COVID.
Yeah.
Just having like 10,000 people walk past you on a weekend feels a little dicey too.
Yes.
So
it
nasty.
Seems wild. It seems fun, but exhausting to be a scare actor. Like, I don't think I could ever do it.
I don't think I could do it either, because I don't love seeing other people scared. You know what I mean? Like, I like to participate in the haunts, and I like to let myself, you know, I usually use a little bit of cannabis to get myself into a state of slight paranoia. So everything scares me a little bit more.
Uh-huh.
Like, I try to thread this needle of like, okay, all because... And I'm sure this has come up on previous podcasts, but I met Betsy the weekend I moved here. Uh-huh. I went to Delusion and we had some mutual friends.
Yes.
Unbeknownst to me, I had just arrived. I literally moved here the weekend of Halloween, in 2012 or whatever.
Yes.
And
what a match made in heaven.
I know. And then
it
I'm just
really
like, wait.
Was so
I knew who
wild.
You were from like UCB. Like, I just like knew this funny person from Del Close Marathon and Animal Practice or whatever. And I was just like, all of a sudden, I'm just like, oh, this chick rules.
We met each other and like had some drinks or whatever. And then in the house, I remember just like grabbing on to you and Tiff and Ben Rogers and just having the most fun and being like, oh, okay, these are my friends forever now. Like, this rules.
Yes.
It was a fucking good time.
And then I feel we did an ASCAT like the next weekend. And I was like, in a scene, I was like, you can grab my boobs. And you did. And I was like, okay, we're now real friends.
We were playing like teens hooking up, but one of us might have been an undercover FBI agent. And I was like doing like the like floating hands over your boobs. And you just in character go, you can grab them. And I was like,
okay,
all
right. Here we go.
Like, yeah, all right, we're friends now.
Here we go. And this
I have a funny question for
12
y'all.
Years ago at this point.
Yeah. Shit.
Match made in heaven. I also could watch a TV show that's just you two playing horny mischievous teen couple. Just 200 episodes.
Here's a show pitch Betsy and I had. We play kids that are in a bunch of different foster families of different ethnicities, but we just are ourselves pretending to be like 10.
Yes. Yes.
We thought it was so fun. I think it's so funny. Still take it
all
out.
Different ethnicity parents.
Is it just like a procedural where you get moved to a new home every episode?
I mean, that's really funny.
That's so funny. Yeah.
You fuck it up at a new home every episode.
Yeah, we get to
every episode.
Families just pass us on.
I was going to ask, this is a big question, but like, is there a haunted theme or like, if you could create your own like haunted maze experience or even just like a room, let's say, soon it's not too big, but like, is there a haunted kind of vibe you'd want to go for? They're like, I haven't done a haunted maze that's this.
Ooh, that's good, Mono.
I'll start since it's a hard question.
Okay.
I have always wanted to be like touring like a meat plant, like touring a meat plant, and then like you discover 5 minutes in, like, you're the meat. Like,
good.
Yeah.
Good. Like, you're. Because one time when I was in elementary school, I went to like fucking North Carolina. I went to, I think it's called Southern Foods, and it's just like a meat packing plant. I was like, I don't know why the fuck we're here. And of course, it was horrifying. And they showed us how they package the meat and stuff.
Oh my, that's like The Simpsons, man.
It was. I know it was. And they were like, here's where we make the alligator meat. And I was like, what? Anyways,
hell yeah,
I want to, that's what, oh yeah, alligator, but that's what I want to do. I want to go into it. It feels like you're doing just a trip of the plant, and then you're like on a conveyor belt,
and they're like pouring salt and pepper
yes.
on you.
Yes.
Chopping onions.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, that's
awesome.
That's
good, Mono.
Yeah.
I want to do a like a ski resort one.
Bro, that's a
like
good one.
Like from the 80s or whatever.
Dude, yes.
Mine's going to be weirdly close to yours, but keep going. Keep going.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. And like, I think I kind of want to, it might be too much, but where it's like, there's a slasher, there's a fucking Yeti.
Yeah.
You know, like, what? Yeah. There's some ghosts. Why there's not? There's some ghosts.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
Hell yeah. I love that. You get like ski suits when you arrive so that you can like participate a little bit. Yeah.
And that could be fun, like sections where they're like, put your goggles on.
Hell
and
yeah,
it's
you're
like
gonna
crazy
get sprayed
hard
with stuff.
To see your Oh yeah.
Yeah, goggles. When you, it's like, please put your goggles on because you're gonna get sprayed with fake blood here. Yeah,
yes, that would rule.
That's
awesome. So cool.
Also, imagine taking like a chairlift up to something scary or like through something scary,
and you of course like get stuck for a little bit on the chairlift and like shit.
Cool.
We would in Keystone at the top of the Outback, which is this mountain where you have to take two gondolas to get up to, there's a really fun, like, German restaurant that's open, like, all winter through the night, like, until, like, midnight or something. So you, like, take these gondolas up to it and then just party.
That's awesome.
And then you take them back down and then you head home. It's so fun. And one night, me and my sisters, when we were coming back down, we were in the gondola and we like got it stopped and it was swaying and we were like, oh my God, you know, we had some beer in us and stuff. And then we started, we're like, imagine if we like saw all of a sudden like a monster like crawling down like on the gondola like towards us and we were just losing our minds. It was so fun. And that would be fun, like a gondola ride up and then it like stops.
Well, that's a great delivery device for the haunt. Like, you know, people could be acting shit out on the side of the mountain.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, it can pause at certain points for you to witness stuff. You can get off and have to walk to, like, another one. And then that's the path you take. And then, like, a different gondola back down sends you over other stuff. You know,
ooh.
Like...
Ooh.
Now, are you imagining a human killer or a Yeti killer or both?
See, I don't... Kind of, I want to do it all, which might be too messy. Because, like, how fun to have a slasher.
All. Yeah.
How fun to have a Yeti. Why not have, like, a haunted lodge?
Yeah.
Like a hot dog ski champion who got his head decapitated.
Yes.
So now a ski suit walks around without a head and, like, two poles.
Ooh.
This is so cool.
I even
want to
see
it.
Seeing bodies stuck by ski poles to the
wall.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. And it's like he's hiding also in like that corner, like the corner where like all the equipment stacked up. You just hear like a quiet like clack clack, and you're like,
yeah, you just hear. You're in like you're in the ski lodge, and you just hear that weird sound of ski boots walking.
Yes.
You should also have to wear ski boots while going through it.
So you can't like
just
run
to make everything really hard.
Wait, this is good because then we do a room where it's like there's like a type of whatever the flooring is. It's I don't know if it's real
slippery.
Snow or fake snow. Yeah, either hella slippery or something that like swallows your foot, so you're actually like having a hard time like running and walking away.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Oh, I like that one.
That's fun. And then I'll pitch one more thing. So then, like, you think it's over, right?
Yes.
And it's like, okay, just relax. Have some, like, sit by
Take
the fire
your boots
and relax.
Off.
Yeah. And then I want to say, like, just like maybe the campfire, like, gets out of control or.
Yeah. And kills people for real. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And burns a bunch of people. Cool.
Yeah. What do you think?
And, like, get hot cocoa and the marshmallows are decorated like eyeballs. So like when like it spins over in your cup and you see like the iris. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good. I think, okay let's do it.
This actually sounds so fun.
I love
it. It sounds so much fun.
Yeah. You finally get in the ski lodge and everyone's sitting around like by the fire and it's like, oh, you're done. Then someone comes in and throws like a fucking full ayahuasca bush on the fire and it fucking bakes out the room and everyone trips balls and like fucking bugs
Everybody's
out.
Everybody's puking for hours and
spiraling
that
and fucking hallucinating.
So scary to me. I have nightmares of like, I'll be at a party or something and I'll have a drink and somebody's like, oh my God, there was blank drug in there. And like, in my dream, I'm like, uh-oh, what am I going to do? Like, I'm not ready for this. I don't want this.
Yeah.
It's a lot of my nightmares is drinking something that wasn't what I thought it was.
I believe that, man. That's terrifying. I'm with
you on
so, that.
The idea of, like, accidentally getting drugged is so scary.
Being
to,
dosed
or,
unbeknownst
like,
to you? Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
Unbeknownst to you.
Dude. Are we talking nightmares? I just had a nightmare that was like on an island and the only way to get off was like getting on this like almost like I want to say tailspin style plane. What are those called?
Biplane.
That part. And they were like, the only way to get out.
They're like, you're not allowed on this plane. It's buys only. Get
and
on
I
the biplane, baby.
I was like, what? No.
It's driven by every girl.
I think everybody's hot.
I mean, I had to squeeze Betsy's tits to prove I could be on the plane.
Yeah, prove it. Squeeze my titties.
Try not to cringe, Mono.
Yeah. Try to keep your lunch down.
He barks from touching your tits.
Betsy Sodaro, woof.
What but, a hitter.
So but the only way to get off was to this plane, and I was like watching the planes take off, and the planes were taking off at like a 90 degree angle.
Oh, God, that's scary.
You know what I mean? It was like, that's the only way off the island, so you got to get on this plane and just prepare for a plane that just goes, meow.
Oh, my God, that's so scary.
Yeah, it was wild. Scary.
My haunt.
Gabriel, what's your,
My
haunt pitch is you get on a school bus. and it takes you to a campground. On the school bus, you change into like a Letterman jacket or short shorts or whatever archetype you want to play from like a 70s or 80s like summer camp movie.
This is awesome. Uh-huh.
Then you show up and it's nighttime and it's just a party at this camp. And it's like there's coolers, there's beers, there's a big bonfire, there's little sections. But then, of course, there's a killer. And maybe on the way up, you get like the, you know, like
the history, like
you get the history
like,
of like, yeah, well, every year at Twin Lakes, the twins come out at night or whatever, you know, some kind of shit.
And
like
those twins.
And twins.
They're Coors Light twins who are killing everybody.
Busty, weird, like sexy twins who are killing everybody.
Because they have razor sharp nipples that they're slitting people's throats with.
That would be really funny. You fucking, it's like super horny, but every time, and everyone's single or, you know, at least poly or open to
whatever's going on.
Yeah, you're showing up. You're showing up to get with. But every time you partner up with someone or go to do something with someone, that's when a kill happens. So it's like,
so
it's called Lake Blue Balls.
Dude. Oh,
that
my
is so
God.
Funny. It would
this
be
is
a
so
fucking
good.
Hit.
I know.
It would be a hit. Like
a
weekend long, like, singles party camp.
Yeah. Wait, hold on.
So
now
fun.
I'm adding layers here. But the bad guys are weird, like Christian fundamentalist killers.
Ew. Yes.
So they're like killing you because you're being horny and dirty. And yeah. Like,
that's
and then
awesome.
That way, like, that's a whole layer, and it's like you
yes.
can have like Christian iconography that, and it all of a sudden starts to become scary. Because
that's
like
very scary.
Okay, I
Christian
love it.
Especially like
awful.
Catholic iconography.
Oh,
sorry.
God, fuck. Yeah, I was raised
horrifying.
Catholic and it scared me then.
Me too. Yeah. I was like, this is disgusting.
So here's
why
the fun
are we
part.
Looking at this shit?
The Bible, not like the rest of us wasn't fun. There's every room has a Bible, of course. And like maybe there's a way to survive if you like decode the puzzles in your Bible.
Oh, shit.
Mano,
yeah.
That's awesome.
So, like, you and either get killed or not.
And Tom Hanks is there with the full Robert Langdon wig on, and he's doing, like, all helping you research the Bible, like, fucking.
Oh, that is so
Da Vinci
nice.
Code.
Da Vinci, baby.
When I first moved here, I worked at Sony. Mm-hmm. And my very first day on my very first ever movie lot, mm-hmm. I guess, except for Universal Studios, Tram Tour. Mm-hmm. But it was like my first day of work, and they were shooting the Da Vinci, or they were shooting Angels and Demons.
Ah, the sequel. Mm-hmm.
And I was walking to the office, and I saw a bunch of nuns and priests. And I was like, so this is what Hollywood is really like. Like
that's so
it felt
awesome.
Like Pee-wee's Big Adventure of like on the movie lot where there are just a billion. It was awesome. I was blown away.
That's
I was
awesome.
Like, this is so cool,
movie
man.
Magic.
Movie
evil
magic.
Nuns.
This is good though. I like this. I love this. This would
honestly, even
be
if it was
so
a night, it's making yeah. me think if we got our shit together
good.
And planned this, we would make so much money. We would make
and,
so yeah. much money.
And it could be funny and like, you know, like yes. it would be so good.
And there could be like a kind of safe zone for people who are maybe not as where it is like, yeah, okay, come hang out at the like in the cafeteria where movies are playing or whatever from
we're
this
just watching
time.
Spooky movie
and like maybe
yeah.
you see like the killer walk by or whatever like that could
yeah.
be fun.
Yeah, that's really fun.
Or there's no safe
and
zone.
There is a safe
like
zone
that.
and those tickets cost more.
fun
yeah
fun
and you're watching you're watching 80s movies or even spooky movies that like set the tone, but every once in a while you see hidden camera footage of what's going on around the event.
Dude, that's
you get
fun.
To see
rules.
Your friends get scared and shit like that. Yeah.
That
dude,
rules.
That's so good.
Yeah.
You're going to make so much money doing this.
I know, but luckily I'm fucking lazy and this is going to go out of my brain in like 3 hours. So.
And we're anti-capitalist. We're anti it.
We're anti-making
yeah, so
money.
The way I'm anti-capitalist is that I'm so lazy I don't make enough money to do anything for myself. So, like, that's actually a political stance I'm taking.
Yeah, me
so
too,
fucking
me too.
Brave. Me too, me too, me too. Me too.
Did you guys watch any spookies this year that you haven't previously seen that were, you know?
Ooh.
Because this episode will come out after Halloween, but I'm sure we still have some freaks that'll watch spookies
yeah.
up until Thanksgiving.
We all saw that nun together. Boo.
Oh yeah, we saw the nun too.
Oh boo. Man, that was pretty boring.
Pretty boring.
So, yeah, it's
awful. Sorry, Betsy, yeah. You were gonna say a good one.
No, I was saying I'm excited for the Thanksgiving, Eli Roth.
Oh, Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
Thanksgiving? Yeah.
I think it's just Thanksgiving.
I think it's,
oh, yeah. You're right.
Thanksgiving's the one. Thanksgiving's the one with the evil turkey.
Talking turkey.
You know, the talking turkey.
You've seen that evil turkey.
Who also, like, has sex with a woman, and the woman thinks he's a man, but he's a turkey in a like, wig on or something.
Okay, you sold me. I was sold.
It's funny.
I was sold when you said talking turkey. Now we're talking about fucking turkeys?
He's a sassy turkey. While he's fucking this girl, I think he's like, now this is what I call stuffing.
Yes. He's one of those we got, yeah.
It's got, like, the tone of the Leprechaun movies, but in a turkey.
That's exactly it.
I'm here for it.
Talk to Me. That was this summer.
God, I missed it.
Dude, that's exactly what I was gonna say. I thought that was one of my favorites that I saw.
Dang it.
It was really kind of scary.
Yes.
Everyone says it's great.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. And it's like, it's weirdly simple, but it is like, it is a little terrifying.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. It was, I don't want to say too much because Mono hasn't seen it.
I know. I'm sorry.
It blew my mind of like, what a great, simple idea.
Yeah.
And there's executed so well.
There's like one violent sequence in it that is super, super fucking awesome. And kind of hard to watch.
It's tough, but also like, man.
Me and Betsy newly watched Teeth this year.
Have you seen Teeth?
The Vagina Dentata movie?
Yes.
No, I have not. No. How is it?
We watched it for our podcast. It was awesome.
It really stuck out as like, oh, this is, I mean, I know people always talked about it, but I was like, oh, this is like a pretty fucking, this is a pretty classic entry. I would say it's horror canon. It's pretty fucking cool.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Is it cheeky or is it like for real?
It's cheeky.
Cheeky, but like,
but also earnest.
A really good balance.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, where, because the idea of it, you're kind of like, okay, what's that going to be?
Yeah.
And then you're watching it and you're like, wait, this is actually like really good. And earnest. Like the girl whoever, I feel bad, I can never remember her name, but the girl who's the lead is so good in it.
She's really good. She really sells the shit out of it. She grounds that shit.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. I got to check this out. I love teeth and I love vaginas. So
you love Gucci. Yeah, you should watch The Dentist, though, because that gave me Action Boys vibes.
Okay. The Dentist is a horror movie I remember. It's got to be old, right? Or is it?
Like, it's like 92 or something.
Yeah,
I remember like the cover.
Because
that and Dr. Giggles, like really, the covers really scared me.
I just saw Dr. Giggles for the first time like a couple weeks ago. It rules.
It's good. Yeah.
It is so much fun. It's such a good like, if this, then what for, like, you know, an evil doctor who likes to kill. Like, I want to say stuff, but I want people to watch it because I was like, it is so much fun. And yeah, Dentist ruled.
Oh, that's fun. For Action Boys, for Horror Boys this year, we covered Return of the Living Dead.
I love that movie.
Oh, dude, it's so much fun. It's so goofy. It's so sexy. Yeah.
What's that lady's name?
She's just fully naked the whole time. Yeah, I forget what her name is.
Funny name. What is it? Oh, my God.
I can't believe I don't remember. I talked about it for 3 hours like a week ago, and it's already out of my mind.
Those movies rule. I watched number 2.
Is that one any good? I feel like that one's got to be even crazier.
It was a blast. It was so much fun.
The tar man in Return of the Living Dead, like the zombie who's like covered in goop.
Yeah.
That's so funny. I know the one of the bad guys' names is like, one of the punks' names is Suicide. I remember that.
So good. Okay, let me find. There she is. Let's see.
Okay.
Load. Come on, load.
Okay. Come on, load.
Come on, load. Here we go.
That's what I'm saying every Saturday night. Come on, load.
Her name might be Trash, which is even better. I think it's Trash.
Oh, shit. That's awesome.
Which is so funny.
Very good. Oh, man. Yeah.
Yeah, she is Trash, right? Trash is naked again, like I remember
that. Trash is naked again.
Yeah, and their names are like Trash, Scuzz, and Suicide, and Spider,
perfect,
and shit like that. Yes.
Perfect.
This movie is not good, but me and Betsy also just saw a horrible movie called Head Cheerleader, Dead Cheerleader.
It
sucked. Oh, man.
It sucked. But it was fun to scream at. And it was only an hour 18. But yeah, it felt like 4 hours.
Yeah. If you just need to put something on and pre-game and drink, it's an amazing choice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of things like where I was like, no, Mono, I think that's supposed to be a real head. And right. Mono being like, there's no way that's supposed to be real.
Right. You know, when you're watching a movie and you're like, I can't tell if the filmmaker wants me to believe this plastic head is a real head and it should have the gravity of that. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
So little effort to convince me what was happening was real, you know?
You're like, oh, they want us to know it's a fake head. Oh, no, they were aiming for that to be a real head. Whoops.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
Misunderstood the fucking artist's intention here. Yeah.
Yes.
Have you guys ever seen Lair of the White Worm? It's like it's a Ken Russell, like 80s British. It's not fully horror, but it's pretty horny and pretty funny.
Okay.
And, but it's really enjoyable. It's a really enjoyable watch.
Fun.
It's like a woman who's possessed by like a snake demon. And it's Hugh Grant is like one of the main guys in it. And he's fantastic in it. Yeah. And he's like young, hunky Hugh Grant. Yeah. And it's sexy. It's a pretty sexy movie, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
I gotta go.
wait, you started watching it already?
Excuse me. Speaking of white worms, pull your
white
pants
worms,
up.
Here's my little pecker.
Pull your pants up. No, me and Betsy also both liked No One Will Save You, which is new on
Hulu. Have you seen that, Gabris?
No, but I heard, is that the one with no talking or whatever?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's awesome.
It was awesome.
It's really good. Ooh, I really liked it.
I gotta check that out.
And like, have it loud. And this is what Mono
loud
even told me. Mono was like, have it loud and turn the lights off. And so I did that, and it was so much. It's one that I wish went to the theaters.
I know.
It was. It's so cool.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. I'll check that out.
Yeah.
Along the lines of horror movies, you have to watch a specific way.
Mm-hmm.
There was this movie that came out during the pandemic. I think we talked about it on a previous episode, I'm assuming, but it was called Host. And it's like a horror movie over Zoom.
Yes.
It's one of the best. It's
one
so
of the best.
Good.
And if
so
listeners good. Haven't watched that, so I good. Highly recommend it. And I recommend watching it on a laptop with headphones.
It's so
fun.
Crazy.
I haven't
That's
done
awesome.
That.
I
that
didn't watch it that
way.
That's
way
awesome.
To do it.
Yeah, because then you feel like you're on the Zoom with everyone, and it's stressful as fuck,
dude.
Yeah,
that's also less than an hour long.
Yeah, it's a fast movie. It's fucking. I watched it on Shudder. I don't know if it's still. I'm sure.
Yeah,
it is still there. Yeah.
I watched it on Shudder.
So good.
Fucking cool, man.
It blew my mind. I was like, "All right, we'll see." And then I was like, "Wait, this is so cool."
This
is so well done.
Yeah. I was just like, fine, this is the new movie that's out. And then you find out like all these girls shot their own stunts and stuff like that.
Yes.
Like in their own houses.
Like, oh, they shot it during lockdown. That's crazy.
Yeah, they like had a director talking to them on the phone all day. Like that's so cool. Yeah.
So rad.
Especially at a time where you were like, I don't want more pandemic. You're like, wait, this is actually great.
Right. You're like, ugh, I want to escape the pandemic.
Yeah.
I don't need to watch a horror movie that takes place during it.
Right.
It was so good. It's so rad.
So good.
Oh, man. And before we get you out of here, what was the highlight, spooky event you guys did this year?
I think for me, and maybe I'm speaking for Mono, too.
I bet. You always do. You always silence me.
I always do. Shut up, Mono. Not Scary Farm, dude.
Yeah.
Scary Farm.
What my sweetie
rules.
Said. Yeah, that. What my sweetie
I've
said.
I've never done that one.
Next year,
oh my God,
we're doing it.
Gabris.
We're doing it. We're
it's
doing
awesome.
It. It is the most fun.
Far and away.
Cool.
The mazes themselves are so good. They also last a long time. Like, you are in the maze for a while.
Yes.
Oh, I like that.
Somehow folksy.
Yes.
Somehow it's feels like folksy and specific, but it's also just like there is a ton of booze and great food around and
entertainment, and it's so much fun.
The stairs walking through the park are also awesome. And
so does it have that haunted hayride energy? Like you arrive in like a compound, and there's like, you know, you arrive at Knott's Berry Farm, and there's like, there's like a bunch of mazes you can go to, but also like, while you're in line for cider, there's a guy with a fake chainsaw running around and stuff like that.
Yeah. All of that. And just like, you know, constant.
Is there one big
exhibit
that like you gotta go for? Like, is there like, oh, Not Scary does insert one show or something like that? Or is it more
it's like Universal in that way where it's just like a bunch of mazes are happening.
Cool.
And there are a bunch of shows. They apparently have one called The Hanging. Is that what we didn't see it. We saw a very goofy one. I heard about The Hanging after, or like maybe on the way home, Justin brought it up and I was like, wait, why didn't we go to it? Where it was kind of like, do you remember the Bill and Ted's Universal show?
Yeah.
So this is kind of Not Scary Farms' version of that. Mm. And this year was called like The Uncanceling or something.
I wish
we had gone to see that.
What could that possibly be?
Like, I know, it's scary.
Apparently
it
every
scary.
Year they
Kevin
hang
Spacey.
Something like that.
Right? He's a nice guy. He's a good guy.
He's a nice guy. But we saw a very funny magic show whatever.
Like, it was like a magic comedy show with like a Frankenstein Igor relationship. It was very goofy.
It was very fun, but it was perfect. Yeah, it's really fun.
All right,
we're going, Gabrus.
I'm going next year.
So good, and you can ride their other rides too. They have one of the best roller coasters in the world, Ghost Rider. That is a wooden roller coaster that is so good. It's like the sweet spot of scary without being, oh my God, I'll die scary.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Let's do it.
And it's so fun to do at night, you know? Oh my God. Yeah.
Riding coasters at night feels like a privilege, you know, feels like an exciting thing too, because you don't get to normally do that.
Yes.
Betsy, Monty, it's always a pleasure to talk to you two fucking cuties.
I love you too, man.
Let the shitheads know what you guys got going on over there. You got anything exciting going on?
We do. We have, and I know this is coming out after Halloween, but still.
Go
shitheads.
The spooky stuff will still be up there.
Yes.
Yeah, shitheads.
We did a thing with Earwolf Presents called Too Spooky to Handle.
Yes.
Gabrus was on an episode.
Yes.
You should check it out. Where for every Friday of October, we released an improvised horror movie. And it's free. You can get it anywhere you listen to podcasts. It's Too Spooky to Handle. Yeah, Gabrus and Mary Holland are in our first episode called Taco Hell.
So
dude,
good.
I had such a good time doing that. That was such a blast. I can't wait to listen to the other ones.
And you listeners
should too. It's a blast. It's four episodes.
Yeah, it's four episodes.
Yeah.
They made them sound amazing. They added stupid noises and music, and they made us sound even cooler. Go listen to that. If you really love them, go get there. Now Earwolf is selling the posters with all profits and proceeds going to the Okra Project.
Oh, hell yeah. Good work.
So go to that. And then follow us at We Love Trash on Patreon because we have a bunch of spooky stuff there. And for November, we're doing what, Betsy?
Cheervember. So all cheerleading related stuff.
Yes, Cheervember.
You know, and is that just an LA thing, or does everyone celebrate
Cheervember? It's more
of like a childless 40-year-old thing to be totally into Cheervember.
Well, Gabrus, for September, we did Toothember, where we did all tooth stuff.
Movies.
Hence why teeth and the dentist are hot in your fucking memory.
Yep.
Toothember.
So check it out.
That's really funny.
Come do Cheervember.
I'll cuss swing by. Got yes. Some, got a little experience I want that. With cheerleaders. Sir, I can't understand you. Are you sure?
Showing.
I love a cheerleader. Tick, tick, tick. Boom, dynamite. Our team is dynamite. We're dynamite. Tick, 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 tick. Boom, dynamite.
Hey, all right.
Hey, sis boom ba.
That's me, sis het boom ba.
Sis het boom ba. That's a good scary movie, too.
That's a very good scary.
And shitheads, as always, you can check out actionboys.biz for more for 3-hour commentaries on 2-hour movies. I don't know who it's for anymore at this point, but check it out and treat yourself. Bye, shitheads.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.
In a part of the world where there are no rules.
Holy shit.
Holy shit, guys. Holy I'm so pumped.
I definitely have not watched this since I rented it on VHS in 92.
Strangers united by the threat of death.
We got all the fucking major players. Seagal.
Vladimir Putin is a good man.
Arnold.
Here, come.
Give it to me.
I need you to cream pie me now.
Stallone.
People are loving this movie.
It's got a lot of heart.
You're mentally irregular.
Now. Somewhere, somehow,
body blow, body.
Someone's gonna pay.
I would fucking love for my wife to like see me rip a guy's throat out.
But they didn't count on one thing.
This movie's fucking insane.
It's how you know it's a good movie. You have to do almost all the work yourself to figure it out.
Oh, there's a fantasy component. Yeah. There's some sword fighting.
There's some lightning.
Bam, 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 bam.
There's a new game in town.
You wake up after a few years, and then you don't even know who you are anymore.
We're going to be making Terminators.
We're going to make a really great deal with the Xenomorphs.
What? I don't hate them, but I've been in a room in.
Yes, I understand.
This is now the 20th ending of the movie.
I am Dar.
I'm your dad.
Action Boys. Boys will be boys.
Subscribe here for bonus content and more free stuff from behind the paywall. To get new episodes, become a patron at actionboys.biz.
Do it! Do it! Come on! Do it now!